Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word, and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. There's no need to pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to betray your best friend over a guy who whisper talks? Neither are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I wouldn't put it past myself to betray you over anything. So maybe I would betray my best friend over a guy who whisper talks. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been put in that position before. Every single, I don't know. I don't like mumblers. That's true. But
yeah, but he whispers. It's not even mumbling. It's just like, speak up, Ben, please.
He doesn't want to.
It's obnoxious.
I don't know if it's obnoxious, but.
Well, I can't wait to have this to be about who Felicity should be going with, because we finished season one of Felicity. We're covering the finale. It was epic. It was like. What is it? Love Triangle City. And Julie's really kind of out of it, even though, because like, right, their relationship ended last episode, but then
that's true. Julie girl, it's time for you to transfer out of NYU, my friend. These people are not for you. The school is not for you. The city is not for you. It's time for you to get some sun, go to Miami, go to Tulane, go to California, UCLA, anywhere but here. Get out of the city. You don't need this shit.
Do we remember where she was originally from?
Maine.
Like Ohio?
Oh, no, Maine. She was from Maine, remember? Because her birth mom was like, oh, like, I've never been to Maine. And she was go. Yes. And she was like, you should go.
Yeah. Julie's really had a rough time of it. I agree with you. I think she just needs to get out of New York. But everybody seems to be getting out of New York in this episode, because it's our finale, which means it's the end of the semester, which means everyone is parting ways. And Felicity has some big decisions to make. Sarah, overall thoughts on Felicity Was Here, the finale of season one?
I mean, like, I don't think that it was something that, like, moved mountains for me. Like, I definitely enjoyed it, and there were some parts where I found more interesting than others. But, like, my findings with Felicity is that, like, everything's just kind of a slow burn. And it's definitely a vibe show. Like, we kind of just, like, go through it. And nothing is ever, like, that shit insane. So, like, my overall thoughts on, like, the season finale, I'm like, well, like, yeah, like, what's interesting is the decision that Felicity has to make. But it's really just like 45 minutes of her like going back and forth. And then the most like dramatic part of the episode that I found like very exciting was when like Julie calls her a bitch. But yes. I mean, like, I know that you felt like very high on the finale.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, I'm wondering if it's like, even like, are you just higher on the show Felicity than I am?
It certainly could be. Like, for me, I really enjoyed the drama that the finale brought me, because, you know, there's been this undercurrent of like Felicity and Julie are friends, but also is there like a frenemy thing happening because of all the Ben stuff? But that was really backburnered because Felicity and Noel were together. But this episode gave me like almost everything I wanted beyond, you know, I knew we were going to come into a cliffhanger. I just felt it in my bones. This is a typical, this is how these teenage teen dramas did things in the 90s. We always left things on a cliffhanger. So I kind of figured that was going to happen. But overall, I really enjoyed this finale. I thought it was fun. Did it make complete sense? Not always.
How do you mean? I felt like it made sense.
Ben's feelings for Felicity just came out of nowhere, I think. Like,
I disagree.
I don't know that they really set it up well enough where they kind of laid the breadcrumbs. Like, if we're saying that he started to have feelings for Felicity since starting at Dean and DeLuca, I guess so. Like, I didn't end up rewatching like the back half of the season. I was thinking about doing it just to like tell if there was, you know, setup for this. But it feels like Ben goes from 0 to 100 very quickly with Felicity. Like, he's all of a sudden, he is like smitten kitten, needs her in the car with him on this road trip, can't think about anything else, drives a bunch of hours and then turns around just to get her to come with him. Like, that all felt like very intense for a like blossoming relationship that I don't know that we really saw.
I don't know if I agree with you. I feel like, once again, like, I think that this show is just a slow burn. And I think it has been brewing since the first episode. Like, I think that he didn't really, like, take her that into much into consideration. Like, he always, like, noticed her while they're in high school. Then she follows him. And then he gets, like, a little creeped out. But then that means, like, she made such a big move that, like, she's now on his radar. So throughout the, and it's been an entire school year. So like, that's like, okay. So like August, September, October, November. So like 5 months, 4 months, it's been like 8 months, basically eight, mm-hmm. 9 months. And that's a very long time. Like, there's a lot of time that we don't see them. There's a lot of time that we don't see at work. And like, we've talked about a million times, like, when you work, especially in like a food service industry, like, your like companions, your coworkers are like who you rely on. We've seen Ben go to Felicity multiple times when he's had issues. We've seen Ben like openly talk to Felicity when he wouldn't even talk to his mom or Sean or Julie. Julie. So like, I,
gosh, she already has been through enough, Sarah, without you forgetting her name too.
And then on top of that, the love spell, which definitely did something. Yes. So like, I kind of disagree with you where this came out of nowhere, 0 to 100. I think that this has been brewing in his head for a while. And then we can't like forget the fact that Kerry Russell is hot and a gorgeous woman, and he's, yeah, a teenage boy. And that on top of it, like, once like a guy kind of gets in his head that he wants to bang you, like, I mean, there's really not much to do to make it, you seem like, you know, you're unbangable except for banging them. So, all and right. Like, once again, like, he's a teenage boy. He, you know, I don't know, like, love Julie, and I don't really believe in this philosophy, but like, there's a reality where Julie made it too easy for Ben, and Ben got bored.
I disagree with that in general, in terms of like, I think
a philosophy, that, of course I disagree with that.
I think like, Ben settled so quickly with Julie and they got into like this very ho-hum routine that he wants something a little more exciting. Like, I don't know, dating your stalker sounds exciting to me.
Yeah. Like I just said that he got bored and then you disagreed with me.
No, because you said she gave it up too easily and that's why he got bored. I don't think he got bored because of their sex life. I think he got bored.
Oh no, I didn't say give it up. I said, I think I just meant like she made it too easy, as in like their life was too simple.
Oh, made their relationship like too, like too there was easy. No chase. Exactly. Like, yes, okay. That's I see what I meant. You mean.
I didn't mean anything sexual. Yeah. No. I didn't mean anything sexual, that especially with Julie, who has a history with like,
yeah,
sexual abuse. Like I certainly did not mean that, but yeah. I mean, like we have so much to say about Ben and Felicity and Noel. And of course we are going to get into what we think Felicity actually should have done. Jess and I have concocted a little bit of a game for later in the episode. Mm-hmm. Because as you know, I am a Noel stan. I sided with Noel in the very first episode and I'm team Noel. But does that mean in my heart of hearts, I think that Felicity should go to Berlin with Noel? I don't know. We'll find out by the end of the episode, because we're going to do a debate or like an argument for our chosen ships. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to reveal who we actually think she should go with. And then we'll do like who we think she will go with.
Yeah. Yeah. Who we want her to go with, yeah. Who we think she will go with. And then obviously arguing our chosen ships.
And then like there could be reality where like each of us have like the same answer for all three, but like probably it's not.
Possible. Probably not though. But yeah, let's dive into this episode, because there so much happens here. And we start off with like Felicity talking to Sally and ruminating on the close encounter she had with Ben at Dean and DeLuca. And she's just like, I've been thinking about that moment we had, and I think it was like all in my head. And this is very relatable, Sarah, as to like, I think there are feelings there. I think there are vibes there, but am I just like overthinking it? Am I just like manifesting it and wanting it to be true, even though it might not be true? And this, Sarah, this makes sense to me that Felicity would be thinking this way, especially because it's Ben, someone she had this crush on for a really long time.
Oh, absolutely. I think that like I've definitely experienced this phenomenon before, where I've like concocted and read into every little situation. It was pretty obvious that he was interested in her, and because of how close they got. But then like she could be, is like, oh, maybe I like totally misread it and I'm an idiot. And like, I, you know, like she's trying to, like, I think that like her first instinct is correct, but she's talking herself out of the fact that that's the experience that she had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as she's like, she's, you know, really deep in thought, freaking Danny, who the hell thought he'd be back again? He's like reprimanding her because she's just staring instead of working because she's deep in thought. And it's like, Danny, don't you have literally anything better to do? Like, what are you really? This is what you're going to come down on her for? Staring?
No. When I was at Stop and Shop, you know what they said? If you have time to lean, you have time to clean.
Yeah. I too worked in food service and I hated that. I hate that as a premise, because sometimes you do need a few minutes to just chill out, you know, but whatever.
But I just think that like she should have been just stacking her cookies. And the thing is that this is not calculus she has to do. She could be thinking about Ben and stacking her cookies. But did you see what the cookies were?
I didn't. What type of
cookies were they? Heart-shaped.
Oh, because, well, there you go.
Because love. Of the witch.
Because of the witch. Yes, she says. Felicity even brings it up. She's like, this is so stupid. Like, maybe Megan's stupid love spell actually worked. But you know what? It probably is nothing. Like, there, you know. And I thought this might be, like, in Felicity's mind happening, that Ben comes up to her and he's like, so what was that? Did you and I almost kiss? And it's just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, this is actually real. Like, he's admitting it too. They're actually confronting the situation head on. And Sarah, we need to talk about this, because generally speaking, we're talking about new haircuts and new hairstyles in premieres, not finales. But Mr. Ben over here is like, no, so I don't have to wear a hat at Dean and DeLuca all the time. I'm just going to cut my hair off.
I don't know if that's why. I think that it's summer. He's probably sick of having long hair. It's hot outside.
Maybe the barbers are better in New York than they are in California. Oh,
they definitely are. New York City is disgusting in the summer. It really is the worst. It smells, it's humid, it's hot. The vents from the subways blow up and then you get hot air. It's terrible. So I can definitely see him just being like, I just need to cut my hair all off. And I honestly love his haircut. I think that he looks so much hotter.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Why?
Like, I think I liked his hair before and it was just very jarring for me. This certainly looks like a more adult haircut, which I can appreciate. And if I was like looking to date a person, I would like his haircut better than his old haircut in terms of like what I'd be looking for. But it was just very jarring to me to have a haircut in a finale. I wasn't expecting it.
I don't think I was that bothered by the haircut in the finale, but I thought that he looked so good. And like, I felt like he looked a lot more summery and sun-kissed. And I think that he's like ready for his summer road trip. And like, I think that he looks great, but I think that you're right. Like, I think Adam looked up at the TV and he was like, who is that? And he was like, oh, it's Ben. He's like, I didn't recognize him because of the haircut.
Yeah, his hair's so different now.
He doesn't look that different, except he looks hotter. And he shaved his like gross facial hair off. Like,
and he does look good. He does look good.
He looks so
And maybe
much
this
better.
Was a ploy where he's like, if I get my hair cut, Felicity will notice and she'll want to come on the road trip even more.
Yes. Maybe. I love a very well thought out scheme to get somebody interested in you. That's perfect. Absolutely stunningly perfect.
So it turns out ever since this like almost kiss moment, Felicity is now wearing the necklace that Ben gave her. And if this is not a sign of a little crush, I don't know what is. You're telling me you are kind of almost sort of seeing Noel, but you're going to wear a necklace that your like the biggest crush you've ever had in your entire life gave you. Girl, come on.
I don't understand what this necklace is still. Like, it's some sort of metal silver
like triangle or something. Yeah.
I don't, and it's just all silver. I don't, is this like, this is some like Illuminati symbol shit. Wait, maybe Ben wants her to join the Illuminati with him.
He's in a cult.
He's in a cult. Join the Illuminati with me. That would Let's be fun. Go. Yeah. That's so good. Such good content. I don't know if I've ever seen the front of the necklace. I think that might be the issue.
I think it's just triangle.
It's just a triangle.
I'm pretty sure that's all it
is. Okay, because if it was like a geode in the front or some sort of crystal, like maybe I can see myself being into it. All right, so it's just a fucking ugly ass necklace. Hate it. Yeah, she has it. She's talking to Sally. She has it hung up. And it's like, this is my prized possession. This silver necklace that is an upside down triangle. I don't know. I don't trust
it. Yeah, nothing from Noel. But she's very,
Noel's
very like
her no gifts. Fuck him.
Yeah, where's her necklace from Noel? Noel, come on now.
You're right. Like it is. I just saw the picture of it. It is. It looks like a silver shark tooth. This is an ugly necklace. I hate it. I hate all necklaces.
We'll put that in your column for reasons she shouldn't choose Ben. It's ugly necklace.
So
decent jewelry.
Felicity is packing her shit, and she looks in her closet, and she found something like very cute. It's every single time somebody's lived in this dormitory, they've written their name and their year in it. And she's like, it's really fascinating to think about like how many people lived in this space before that. And like how, like she was like wondering about like what their freshman year was like and what they're doing now and if they're still alive. And like all sorts of stuff. I was like, rip. Because it dated back from like now the 90s to the late 60s. So like in reality, like that was only 30 years, Felicity. Like, why do you think everyone's dying in their 40s? But anyway, do you remember your freshman year of school? Like it was that long ago.
Like yes and no. I more so remember just the how scared I was. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember the feelings associated with my freshman year more so than I remember like specific things that happened in my freshman year. I had a unique experience in terms of commuting. So it was a little different than like your typical, I don't know that the years kind of blend together for me for college. But what about you? Do you have like super strong memories of that year?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it was a really great year for me, save for the fact that my dad passed away my freshman year of college. Like, besides that, it was a great year. It was my first like time away from my parents' home, and that really did for me. I had a great relationship with my roommate. I really loved my dorm room. I loved getting to meet new people. It was my best experience as a film major because I was working underneath a senior who was really passionate about production design, and I was very into that as well. I have great memories from the 2008 election because I was a freshman when Obama got elected into the office, and I remember hearing like cheers from like all the other dorm rooms, like not dorm rooms, but I mean, yes, dorm rooms, but dorm buildings. Like, mm-hmm. it was very electric all throughout campus, especially because it was a New York based school. There was a lot of people of color, and it was like a very like celebratory event. I had a great freshman year, and like I definitely like look back on it fondly. Like, I think that like as a capsule, it was probably my best year of college, even though I had like so many good experiences outside of college. I mean, well, definitely outside of college, but I meant like outside of my freshman year. Like, I had like I really loved my entire college experience for the most part. And of course, there was like a lot of like, you know, not so great shit that happened freshman year. But I had like very, very fond memories of my freshman year of school. It felt amazing. Like, I loved shopping for my dorm room for the first time and designing my own space. Like, I loved everything about it. I remember like all the people that I had met. Like, I think that like, you're right. The fact that you didn't dorm your freshman year or any year, like, definitely contributes to the fact of you not having that like special college experience. Yeah. And I didn't go to like a big school. Like, I didn't go to like, you know, my partner went to Indiana University. Like, that's a humongous school. Like, I didn't have that, but like the experience that I had was like very college-like. And
yeah. I think for Felicity, for you, for a lot of people, freshman year is this huge shift in like your entire life, right? Like, you're away from home for most people. You're meeting an entire new friend group and like developing these friendships that could last a lifetime. You're kind of in this really weird space where you're an adult, but you're still in school. So you still feel like that kind of kid mentality, and you're trying to just find your way in the world. Right. And I feel like that's what Felicity is kind of reminiscing on, like, this entire past year that she's had and how wild it's been. And she has a conversation with Julie, where Felicity is like hemming and hawing about even going with Ben on the road trip. But Julie says, "Oh, well, you know, I really was actually going to ask you to go because I want you to know if there's someone else, because guys don't just say I need to be alone unless they have other prospects." And I, let me just say, I'm going to come straight out the gate and say this. Julie was giving me literally everything this episode. Yeah. I love Julie because she is so fucking right here that like maybe, and this is not to like broad brush every relationship that ends and say it's always because there's another person. No. However, she's right in like her line of thinking that like the way in which Ben ended things was so abrupt, so strange, didn't really give a ton of explanation. Of course, she's going to be suspicious that he has feelings for someone else.
Yeah. And I think it is natural for when people are blindsided during a breakup, usually, I believe, both in media but in reality as well, is to ask like, is there somebody else?
Yes.
And Ben did deny it, which was, I mean, largely true. It's not like he had any legitimate prospects lined up.
No, it's not like he was like, I'm going to break up with Julie so that I can date Felicity. Like, and right. possibly that was happening subconsciously, but I don't think right. he was like thinking that actually.
I do think that it's like a mixture of like, I want my freedom to be with whomever I want. So in a way, Julie is right because like, I mean, yeah. honestly, like Ben's like a hot, like 18, 19 year old. Like he has like, the world is his oyster. Like he has tons of prospects.
And he's in New York City. Yeah. Like there's yeah. so many and he, but options like
Felicity in a way is attainable. So in a, like she, the read is correct. Like I, yeah. unless like you're a person that just has like a lot of like bad shit going on and like just having like a partner is just like one too many things to deal with, like that's another reason for somebody to be like end something abruptly, because they just like, it's just like information overload, you know. Mm-hmm. But Ben, I think like if Ben had broken up with Julie like a month prior when like shit was going down, then like I would disagree with Julie's take. But since things were like calming down for him, like he got like the money from his mom and like he was able to stay in school and blah 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 blah, he wasn't homeless, he wasn't getting punched or on the side of the road, like I think that I think the take was correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Julie is over at Ben's house kind of like gathering her things. And it's a little awkward because I think Julie is very much like wants a clear break, like she doesn't want this like confusion. But Ben, and I don't know if this is him trying to just be a nice person or wanting to do the like, hey, let's be friends sort of thing. But they can't find something that is Julie's. And he's like, it's fine. You'll come back and get it at some like point. You're going to come back here at some
memory
point.
Card or yeah, something. Yeah, some kind of like computer that.
Something or other. And he's like, no, keep the keys. Like, you're going to come back here. This is so strange to me because... Yes, you maybe will be friends with Julie. Like, sure, if that's something you want and she wants, great. But like, for her to have your keys when you're broken up is very strange. And I don't know why he's doing this unless he just feels so guilty about everything that he wants yeah. to like still allow her to be like in his life. And oh, but you know, you're friends with Sean and blah blah blah, you know. But yeah
I think strange. So I think it's that and like the fact that like he's like, oh, like why can't we still be friends, like we ended yeah. things on good terms, like why not.
Yeah. But we find out he's gonna live with Sean next year as well. There's like someone living there temporarily in the summer and then he's gonna move back in the fall. But I oh gosh, again, Queen Julie, I just feel like she has handled this entire situation so gracefully. And like, I love this moment where Ben says, oh, I'll call you. And then Julie like stops and she's like, you know what? Don't call me. And I love how she added, and I don't mean that in a bitchy way. I just mean, I don't really look forward to a phone call as awkward as this.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, it's that. It's like, I don't want to be waiting for your phone call, bitch. Like some yeah. sort of pathetic. Girl, that's yeah,
I'm gonna move
you.
On with my life.
Yeah, and like then, I'm not gonna be like waiting for you.
Yeah. Sarah, on if people listen to our Buffy coverage, they've already heard us talk about how much of a fucking smack to the face it is to write in someone's yearbook hags, aka yeah. have a good summer. Mm-hmm. Julie verbally hagged Ben, and I was here for it. She says, oh, have a good summer. Yes, bitch, hags him.
Yeah, hags him. Yeah, he seems shook as we fade to black. Absolutely shook. Yeah. But he's free. Like, he's free of her. Also, like, why couldn't Ben just be like, I'll find your memory card and I'll mail it back?
I mean, sir, I think he's like, he's living in a world where they're still going to be friends. And so he's going to see her or something. Like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't think it's that important. I don't think he's thinking.
Probably not. Like, Julie, what is in this memory card that you need so desperately? Like, yeah. what your paper on like the history of Japan is like really needing to be in your possession? Like, yes. get a freaking life. Get a new memory card.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We move on to a scene of Elena that I hate where, like, we're jumping right to it. Like, they've had sex now. She wakes up in his bed. She's in her little nightie. She's poking around while he sleeps, and she sees all these papers from her class on the table. So she starts poking around, as one does.
Yeah.
And she sees her paper, and it has a B minus.
Wow. I don't understand what he was doing here, because he already graded the paper. Unless, like, the TA did it. He already graded the paper. Like, if he was always going to give her an A, like, why would he write B minus?
Well, yeah. The only thing, like, you could be right. There could be a TA, but it is a small class, and I don't remember there being a TA in there. And, like, I don't know. I mean, maybe he saw her looking at them and then was like, shit, I better change that grade or she's not going to fuck me again. Like, he's making such poor decisions, Sarah. I really can't make myself get into his head.
Well, it just doesn't make sense because the paper already had a B minus on it. And, like, you can change a B minus to a B plus, but you can't be changing a B minus to an A, like, unless you, like, reprint out the page and, like, rewrite, like, a different letter on it. Like, you're not whiteouting the pay. I just want to know the logistics of, like, how he changed this grade. I think in my headcanon, the only thing that makes sense is that the TA graded it, because if he was always going to change it, which I assume that he would have always changed it to an A, then he would have wrote an A on it in the first place. So then he was like, okay, I'm going to have to go on my typewriter and then retype it in the same way that she did it. And then,
I know, like, what happened.
Print it out and then write an A on it. What happened?
Okay, he graded these papers before they slept together, right?
Oh,
we know Elena. She has her eyes on the motherfucking ball. Sure. She has eyes on the ball. She is focused. Yeah. She is centered. She fucked the shit out of him. She fucked herself from a B minus up to a fucking A.
Okay. And then I would say she's on her case later in the episode about how she doesn't deserve it. You do deserve it, Elena.
I mean, regardless, this
she deserves it.
Not period. To sleep with your professor, so that it's not a question of whether or not you deserve the grade that you're getting.
This woman is a 19-year-old girl. She's over 18.
Go well, she's forth being manipulated for sure. Like, let's go be forth real. And fuck. We're not blaming
that's what
her.
I say.
I'm well, blaming I never, the professor.
I mean, worst things in the world have happened.
I mean, certainly, but you know, no one's dying here, but
there's a bad power
taken advantage of.
No, there, yes, of course. Yeah. But
but Noel has a great idea. He approaches Felicity and he says, hey, you should come to Berlin with me for 2 weeks, because his, like, actual job thing doesn't start for 2 weeks. But he's like, I already bought you a ticket, which Sarah, this is such a fucking, I mean, obviously we're living in 2024 where you can't even do this now. Like, you can't just, you'd need all their information in order to buy the ticket.
But no, like, you don't.
Yes, you do, to buy someone a plane ticket.
No, you need somebody's name, first name, last name, and address.
And passport.
No.
You don't need a passport when you, like, she's going to Berlin.
I don't think that you need to. Fucking bell.
What is happening over there?
She's, like, scratching at the door. I think that she has to go out.
Oh my god.
Can I take her out? I'm so sorry.
You're good. I'm gonna pause this. Regardless of how easy it is, I do think it's a mistake to just buy someone a plane ticket without even, like, if you're unsure if they're gonna use it. You know, I know he says it's refundable, which is
refundable.
Good.
Yeah. I think that, like, it stops being crazy because it's refundable.
That's fair. I mean, it is. Maybe it's the gesture, you know, like, maybe he's trying to do the, like, grand gesture thing.
I don't know. I mean, like, if somebody was like, I buy you a ticket, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, it is pretty romantic to be like, we're going on a trip. We're going to Berlin. And, like, I do think it's, well, we'll save it till later.
Yeah. So he says, like, just promise you'll think about it. And she agrees to think about it. And then, of course, she's, like, really in her head of, like, who says no to this? Like, he's my almost boyfriend and we'd be going to Europe. And I guess, Sarah, if it's me, like, And I am very much, I know this is not a popular thing with like the younger generation, but like I want to define the relationship. Like I want to know my boundaries. I want to know like where we stand before I'm off to flit off to Europe with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I would want to know where we are.
I don't know why you need to. Why can't you just go to Europe?
Because I wouldn't be able to enjoy it if I didn't know. I this is me.
I don't understand, because the thing is that you go to Europe, you have a good time, you see if you can spend 2 weeks together, and let that be the deciding factor. Like, why do you have to define the relationship before you go to Europe? Like, this is a perfect opportunity to find out if you're a good match for each other. Like, vacationing with each other is like definitely like a step to see if you can work as a couple.
I guess that's fair. And to me, it's like, it feels very obvious anyway, that that's what Noel wants, that he like wants to be back in the like committed relationship. But Felicity, like, of course, is now torn, because she has the potential road trip with Ben. She has the potential trip to Berlin with Noel. And so she's like, I decided I needed to talk to Ben. And Sarah, why the fuck are they having this conversation in pitch dark?
Maybe one of them has a migraine and they need darkness because they don't feel so good.
I mean, sure. It does feel like there's like mood lighting, but Felicity is saying, I'm not going to go. And Ben is very, I don't know. This did crack me up about him, Sarah, that he was very persistent. Like, he was like, why can't you go? I need an explanation. Why?
Yeah. Tell me why though. Like, why? Like, if you are going to deny me of a trip across country that you already agreed to, and I can't go with Julie, and I really don't want to drive like 3 days on my own, tell me why you're not going to go. And she says, because Noel, okay, well, a couple of reasons. Number one, we will be the devils. Like, there's Julie, there's Noel. Like, we have a lot of reasons why we can't be going on this trip alone. Number two, it's inappropriate. And, like, we're not going to be able to do this platonically. Like, we have so much sexual chemistry. We want to be making out all damn day. It's so tempting. And on top of that, how are we going to share a hotel room with one bed with each other? Which is so funny, because you know, I've had this discussion before when Adam and I were platonic best friends. I called him up literally and I was like, Adam, how are you going to share a room together? There's one bed. What are we going to do? And we were both like egging out. And I've told this story before. I told him to call the front desk and get a cot. And he said that he did that, but he did not.
Yeah.
Because they're not platonic. You can't be platonic. Can't be sharing a bed. But he's like, you know, like doing his little skits. He's like doing improv class. Like, we are both driving in the car. Now we were both lying down on the bed.
Yeah.
Practicing.
This is really interesting, because her argument is that this is a very similar situation to the Lynn and Nicole situation, where Lynn was, or Nicole was hitting on you and it was like all uncomfortable. And Ben says, but Julie and I are broken up. And to be like, I understand what he's trying to do. Like, he's really trying to be like, it's fine, Felicity. Julie and I are no longer a couple, which gives us the opportunity now to date. But that is not, like, feelings don't just work like that, Ben. Like, yes, you guys are broken up. But that does not mean that Felicity is going to be comfortable suddenly just making out with her best friend's ex-boyfriend that literally you guys just broke up like a day ago.
You think that Julie is Felicity's best friend?
One of. I would say, like, her and Elena are her top two. Well, Sally, I guess.
Of course, Sally. I think that Noel's her best friend. I think that Elena's her best friend. I think that Julie is the girl that she met the first week in school, and they got together and they glommed onto each other because they didn't know anybody else. And the more time that has passed, the less friends they are. But once again, they're like, oh, well, you were my first friend, so we're always going to have that in common. These two girls have not been best friends, like, I mean,
they're frenemies, I think. And like, yeah. I think that's going to be a thing that's going to continue for seasons to come. But regardless, Felicity still thinks that Julie is her, at least her friend, and she doesn't want to betray her. And Ben tries to say that the only reason that the whole third thing of like the possible feelings between us, the almost kiss moment is a thing. And he's basically saying it's because it's unrequited, because we never did kiss. So we don't know what it's like. So we don't know if there are going to be feelings there. And Felicity agrees. And then Ben literally like leaps. He moves so fucking fast. I was like, whoa. He leaps across and he kisses her. And then I don't appreciate the way this happened, because it feels like there was a lack of consent there in terms of like, maybe you should like read the room a little more before you jump down her throat, Ben. But she does lean into it. And Sarah, how do we feel like this? How do we feel about this kiss? What do we think the steam factor is?
What's the timestamp on the kiss?
About 13 and a half minutes in. So I think we need to like rate this one on like a scale of like a steaming tea kettle.
Oh,
that's not even like barely. No, steaming tea kettle should be like middle of the pack. Ice block all the way up to like steam engine locomotive. How are we feeling about this kiss? It's a little dark, so it's hard to tell sometimes because they really are
not ranking them. Systems unhinged.
Well, what are you like? Is it steamy? That's the question.
No,
it's
no.
not steamy.
No. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me give me one more second.
There is some face holding.
I saw the face holding.
We do like a face hold.
Oh, crap. I just started the episode over. Oh, man. Oh, gosh.
I'll go first then. So while you're looking this up, I think this is a decent kiss, especially for a first kiss, because first kisses can be awkward. I do think like I'm a little hung up on Noel's pillowy lips. Like I just feel like he's such a good kisser that it like makes it very difficult to line up anyone next to him. But Ben has something about the way he kind of looks through Felicity. Like his eyes stare into her soul.
I mean, like, but what about like Felicity's kiss with Eli? I think that that's even ahead of Noel in a way.
Oh, well, that was very steamy. Yeah, for sure.
Very steamy. Because, like, I'm just seeing Felicity. She looks shocked. I'm not seeing her kiss back, really.
She holds his, like, face a little bit. But, yeah, she's very shocked by this whole thing. Fight or flight.
Ice block.
Okay. With fight or flight, she chooses flight. And she just, like, books it out of there.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, she doesn't know what to do.
She moved out of there fast.
Yeah. And Sarah, how do you feel about Felicity just getting away from a kiss with Ben to immediately be like, okay, Noel, I will go to Berlin with you?
That seems like bad decision making.
It feels like guilty decision making, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Like, oops, I may have feelings for Ben. I better cut that shit right off and say yes to Noel. And that way, that's it. That's the decision and I'm done.
Yeah, because I think that she is putting Julie and Noel's feelings ahead of her own in these moments, because she feels guilty for Julie, betraying Julie. She feels guilty for having something with Noel, but reneging and going after Ben. Like, there's definitely a lot to this, and it doesn't seem like she's actually making the decision because she wants to go to Berlin with Noel.
Yeah, I agree with that. And when she tells Elena about this, I was a little surprised at Elena's reaction, where she says, she's like, and you're gonna go with Noel. And Felicity's like, yeah, you don't think I made the right choice? And Elena says, no, neither do you. Go with Ben. And she says, if Julie were sitting right here, I'd say the same thing. And Sarah, I mean, we've only seen Elena and Julie hang out like a few times, but I've always gotten the vibe that like it's Felicity is the hinge, you know, like Elena is friends with Felicity. Julie is friends with Felicity, but Julie and Elena aren't really friends.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I think that, you know, Elena's just calling it like she sees it. I think that she has a very good grip on probably like other people's experiences and feelings. And I think that she is probably not protecting her own peace of mind. But what is bothering Elena is her grade on this test. She knows that she effed it up and got like a B-. And the professor hands out the grades And she winds up getting an A, which I still want to know. I see no whiteout. I see none of that. I don't know how it happened, but what I do know, the B minus had black ink, but the A has red ink.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I don't know what that proves, but it proves something. Do we see what color ink Felicity's test has?
I didn't notice, no.
Okay, well, I need to crack this code.
Yeah, I will say, I think that Felicity should start getting a little suspicious here because, like, you know, Elena's so confident that she was going to do poorly. Then she gets an A, and it's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's something that eventually Felicity might be able to put some of the pieces together, but she's too distracted with, like, her own decision-making at this point. Yeah. And we get like a little goodbye moment between Megan and Felicity. They're like packing up their dorm room and Felicity says, have a good time at Wicca Camp.
Yeah, I want to know what goes down in Wicca Camp.
That's all I want is for the first episode of the next season to be Wicca Camp. Like that's what Wicca I want.
Camp. Let's see. So summer funny. Camp or pagan youth. Okay. I don't know about that, ma'am. witchcamps.org. You want to go to witch camps? Reclaiming witch camp council. God, I feel like I'm gonna get cursed just looking on these websites.
Don't click them.
Okay, here we go. CaliforniaWitchCamp.org. Meet us in the forest. California Witch Camps is held on the traditional land of the Pomo, close to the Buldum Village site. We acknowledge their leaders, past, present, and emerging. June 23rd to June 30th, Northern California. You want to go to witch camp? You want to see how much it costs to register for witch camp? Oh gosh,
how much does it cost?
The deposit is $200 to hold your place. So, but then, okay, so, well, okay. The thing, do you want a single or do you want like a double?
Obviously I want a single.
Okay. Then how about 4-bed cabin? I don't really think that's hold on. Sorry. It's going, okay. You have to have a roommate. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Oh, you I don't want to buy like
a whole cabin. Okay. It's $780 to $950, but on a sliding scale. It's just, so it's just like, wait, I'm a poor witch. So please,
I'm a really poor witch.
I'm a poor witch. Let me go for $780. But then, what rich witch is like high? Like, I would like to pay the full $950. Your tuition includes food and lodging. Oh, and it's per person. So we're both going to have to pay $950 to go to witch camp. What are we going to do at witch camp? Do you want to see what we're going to
learn spells? Megan already has perfected the love spell. So,
okay. I want to click what to expect, but I'm also very interested in the food tab. There's also a tab that says drugs and alcohol. So
yes, please. Can we check that box?
Oh, no. Horrible. Witch camp is 100% drug and alcohol free.
Forget it then.
Let's see what food.
If okay. I have to be sober while I'm performing witchcraft, it's a no-go from me.
Yeah. Okay. Our food is delicious, rich, healthy, and all vegetarian. What a surprise.
Perfect.
Vegetarian and wheat-free options are available at every single meal, including desserts. All right. And they have snacks. But there will always be bread that is wheat free and seed butter is available. Wow. So yeah.
So anyway,
that's the food that you can get at witch camp. I'm so glad that Megan's going to Wicca camp.
Yeah. Ooh,
what to bring. I'm so sorry. There's only one shower. Oh, there's a packing list. I'm sorry. I need to get off of witch camp.
X out of the browser. You're fine. Not this browser.
No, I'm telling you, the pull is pulling me in. They want you to bring decorations for the dining room. Okay, I need to click off of this. I can't stop.
Moving on. I will move us on. Megan gives Felicity a note and she says, "This the second week of school, I wrote something down. I put it in an envelope and it says, there's no chance in hell Felicity's going to make it through the whole year. And Megan uses this as like basically a little way to give Felicity a compliment where she's like, I can't believe you made it. Like, I'm impressed. And they talk about, oh, like where they're going to live next year. And Felicity says, oh, somewhere in the dorm. I want to be an RA. And Megan says, me too. What? They're both going to be RAs next year? Yeah. I would die. I cannot wait to see what Megan as an RA looks like. If that's
all
that happens.
It all makes sense because there's no way they're not going to be living together next year. So like, even though it's supposed to get single, there's going to be some sort of mix up and they're going to have to, oh no, like too many kids registered to be dorming this year. We're going to have to bunk you two up.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think something like that's going to happen. But they have like a cute little send off. And I don't know. I really liked this just in terms of like Megan, of course, having to leave with like kind of paying Felicity a compliment, but mostly just, you know, being rude to her. And Ben comes in and he's like, well, you've been avoiding me. I got your messages, but I don't accept that you're not going to come with you. And this is when they have their little improv session where she talks about being the devil and how they're like sitting on the bed, driving the car. And then it's like, oh, well, what happens when there's just one bed? And so they lay down and it's like, it's very obvious that like there's chemistry there. And Felicity is like, this will never work because of the obvious chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. I agree. Like, I think that it's just too irresistible. It's too tempting. The apple is there.
Yeah. You know? And I like that Ben does call her out for wearing that necklace again. He's like, I know you want to go. I know you're thinking about me because you wouldn't be wearing that necklace if you weren't.
You know, when Allison De Laurentiis in Pretty Little Liars has that video and she's like, I know you want to kiss
me. I know you want to kiss me. I know you want to kiss me. I know you want to kiss me.
The one you said, like, I know you want to go. Like, all I can think about is, I know you want to kiss me.
I know you want to kiss me. Yeah. Yeah. I know you want to go on my road trip because you bring my necklace. And Felicity is just like, no, I made my decision, like you need to leave. And then we get the like really awkward elevator bump in where like Noel and Ben end up in an elevator together and Noel's like, oh, we're going to Berlin together. And like,
I love how Ben's like, yeah, Felicity said that.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just laying on her bed and she told me.
It's like, it's almost like, yeah, I love that you and Felicity both think that's going to happen. That's cute.
Yeah. And in a very 90s moment, we get Noel saying to Felicity, haven't you gone to the passport place yet? We only have a few days until we leave. And Felicity's like, I'll do it tomorrow. And it's like, yeah, sure, Jan, you're going to be able to get a passport in under a couple of days.
No, actually. So like when you need a passport in like a rush, like you can go to the passport embassy or whatever. And there's one in New York and you can get one in an afternoon. So I was envisioning that that's what he was referring to.
This is so funny too, because like they have this small scene where she's getting her photo taken and the guy that's doing it, they're having a conversation. Like she's like, oh, have you ever like gone to Berlin? And he's like, oh no. Have you ever driven across the country? He's like, oh yeah, it was the best time ever. You gotta do it. It's so romantic.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's really funny.
So over the top.
Yeah. I mean, like just all the seeds are planting. And I will say like, there is just something witchy about all of this. And if it's not witchy, then it is like some sort of like something that's divine. Like, I feel like it is a rarity for like, you know, you to manifest something and something to actually happen. Do you want to hear an experience that I experienced last week? I'll tell the story quickly.
Yeah.
I was having like a little homesicky day. Like, you know, a lot of people know that I moved from New Jersey and to the Midwest, and
you missed out on the earthquake, Sarah.
I missed out on the earthquake, and I don't like really know a lot of people here. Like, I know some people from my Needlepoint area, and I know some people through Pi-Fi and like whatnot. And I was having like a little bit of a sad day, and I was like, you know, looking at plane tickets and like blah blah blah, and I was just like feeling like pretty down. And I went to this Pi-Fi event at headquarters. And funnily enough, one of the women that I knew in New Jersey who like you know, like, was also an alumni initiate, she happened to be, like, a speaker at this event.
Oh, and there you go.
It was, like, a little bit of home. Like, you know, like, I, like, kind of was asking, not the universe, but, like, I was just needing something to, like, keep me going and, like, remind me of home. And, like, here it is. Like, some woman that I knew from New Jersey just, like, magically showed up in front of me. And I think that there's just, like, something to that about, like, you know, talking into the universe and seeing, like, what manifests and comes back to you. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though this passport man is doing the same thing. He's, like, go drive across country. And Felicity's just like, I gotta listen.
I gotta listen to this rando.
Because this kind of made her change her mind.
Yeah. 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 It's very funny how, like, shoehorned it felt in the episode. But I do believe there is, like, I agree with you. Like, if you want something to happen, like, putting out the vibes of, like, wanting it to happen is important. Like, it really, I know it's silly, but, like, I think sometimes, like, just opening yourself up to opportunity, I think, is, like, a more centered way to put, you know, a more, like, down to earth way to put it, is just, like, allowing opportunities to be presented to you. So Felicity's thinking about all of that, and then she has a conversation with Julie in class where Julie says, I know who it is. I know who the girl is that Ben likes. And Felicity's, like, really scared, and Julie's like, it's Nicole, Lynn's ex-girlfriend.
So Julie, you obvious. Can't be more wrong, you dummy.
But she's, I mean, listen, she doesn't know everything, you know? So I think this is, like, a totally valid thing. And it also comes to light that Felicity knew this and didn't tell Julie.
This is probably bad form. Now, Felicity really wanted this trip across country with the four of them to happen. She was really hoping. So we do know that she was keeping information from Julie because she wanted the trip across country to happen with everybody. But yes, I do think that if Felicity was being a good friend, then she would have told Julie that this happened.
She would have told everything. Yeah, like, it's crazy to me that she didn't tell Julie about the whole situation. And it was very obvious to me that she has, like, more loyalty to Ben than she does to Julie.
Yep.
And
because Felicity's not a girl's girl.
No, she really isn't. And so she's, like, kicking herself that she didn't say anything to Julie. And she's working at Dean DeLuca and just staring at Ben. And she's just like, I was starting to think that Elena might be right. Like, what was so bad about possibly going on this road trip with Ben? And we see Ben kind of, like, staring at Felicity. It's just like, there's obviously something still there between them. And Felicity shows up at outside of Ben's apartment later on at night. And, like, he smiles because he knows he's got his hooks in.
He won. He's like, I won. I know I did. I won. So they, you know, they go upstairs and she's kind of just, like, talking out her decision-making process. And once again, she's like, you know, like, I really don't want to do this to Noel and Julie. And I feel as though, like,
she calls herself the devil again.
And she's like, I just feel, like, so bad, but it's something that I want. And he's like, you need to stop putting so much meaning into everything. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, and I think, like, I do think Felicity kind of wanted, because what we've heard from Ben so far is, like, I want you to come with me. Like, we should go together. But he's not really saying his feelings beyond when he kissed her and he said, I've been, like, wanting to do that for a long time, right? And this scene is when he actually is telling her his feelings for her, right? Like, it's I don't think he's really been explicit about them before. And this is when he says, I like you. I can't help it. You're crazy. We already knew that. You overanalyze everything. That kind of scares me. But you're also really smart and you've been a really good friend to me. And I really like you. And he says, we have this opportunity for this trip and I really think we should do it. I really want to do it. And Felicity agrees, I really want to do it too. And they get really close together, and then the gobsmack of the fucking century, bitch. The clamping, the stomping of the footsteps. And I full on GASP gasped when Julie, We get the camera pan, you know, up to the stairwell. Boom. Who's coming down the steps? Julie! And she just goes, I found my disc. Boom, out skis.
Okay, hold on. I have so many thoughts about this. Number one, how she got in? She didn't take the key. Did Sean let her in? Did she let herself in?
She has the key. She
kept the key. Okay, fine. She kept the key. Is there a world that this bitch was snooping to find out more information about?
Oh, I think no. I think she went there looking for the. Okay.
There's no. What was it?
No. Yes. She definitely was. She definitely got there, went to find the disc, and was like, "Well, I might as well look around and see if there's any evidence of like him liking someone else." Then once she hears Ben and Felicity walk in, you know, mm-hmm. she's standing up there just listening in and waits for the moment where they say, "I like you. I like you too. I want to do this. I want to do this too." And that's when she's like, "Clop, clop, clop," on purpose.
Clop, clop, clop. Yeah. So like, this is definitely the best part of the episode where Julie confronts Felicity. Mainly Felicity, actually, because like, you know, she's like, you know, dogs will be dogs. Like, Ben's a dog. And like, but I, you know, don't know why I expected more from you, Felicity. And what did she say? Because it was so good.
Everything Julie said was 10 out of 10. So she starts with saying, she said, how do you tell somebody you're trying to steal their boyfriend? And then she says, I had no idea I was talking to the other woman. And oh my God, this is so great. She says, I really don't care what the hell you are. You could be sorry or not. It doesn't matter to me. You're just a lying bitch.
That was so good.
I lost my fucking mind.
Is it justified? Yes! Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
I agree with you.
Julie could have gone harder and I would have been here for it. Like, Felicity deserves all this and more. Like,
well, I don't know. Felicity's an asshole and she's a bad friend. I don't know if she's a bitch. I don't know.
I mean, a bitch is a very like coded word, right?
Because
like,
she's not trying to steal Julie's boyfriend. That was never the intentions. But she is a liar,
and she wasn't. And... Yeah, she was not upfront with any of this to Julie. Yeah. Like, she should have been honest. Yeah.
But nonetheless, I kind of I loved the line. Like, you're. I don't care what you are, because Felicity does try to say sorry, and she's like, I don't care if you're sorry. I don't care what you are, because you're just a lying bitch.
Yeah, and she says, so I want you to leave. And Felicity tries to say, oh, I'm not going with Ben. I'm going to Berlin with Noel. And Julie, oh my God, she is just spilling this fucking hot, spicy tea everywhere. She's just like, well, I'm not really sure that you're going to Berlin.
Yeah, no, she's like,
Noel.
No, you're not. Because,
and I was like, excuse moi?
Yeah,
and Felicity goes, what? And she says, Noel. I told him.
And Felicity
has the audacity to say, how could you do that? Bitch, because Queen Petty Julie is like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, fuck you. I'm going to tell everybody about this.
This was the best.
I was living for this moment.
Yeah, it was so, so good. I really did love it. I love that she went straight to Noel because it was because she wanted the same courtesy. Like, she wanted to be kept in the know. And, you know,
exactly.
Noel.
And she considers Noel a friend, remember? Yeah. Because she wanted Noel to come to her birthday party. Like, they are.
Yes,
I'm just saying, like, this is true.
I'm sorry, the way that it was just, like, so, like, childish.
Yes, yeah.
But
like,
yes.
They are friends. And she is, like, I think she feels the same way, where she's like, Felicity's not going to tell Noel the truth. I don't want Noel to look like a putz, just like I just did, you know, being cuckolded. So I'm going to tell him. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. And I love the way she says, I don't know if you're going to Berlin. Like, oh my fucking God, girl. She's so spicy.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And she like asks Felicity to leave. Yeah, she's cooked. Felicity's cooked. She's crying. She feels bad, but she should feel bad. She goes right to Noel.
Yeah.
And Noel is, he's a little pissy, but he's not like outwardly angry.
Yeah, I think he's just like very disappointed and sad. And he says, I want that ticket back, like, obviously. So she just like sets it down and then she goes to leave. Like, there isn't really anything said between them. He looks upset, of course.
Yeah, he's packing up his books. He has a lot of shit to do before he goes to Berlin.
Yeah, he packed once, now he's packing again. So Felicity is talking to her advisor like it's her therapist. And she's talking about how, like, when she came to New York, like, she was in a strange place. She didn't know anybody, but she didn't know that she would meet such, like, important people to her. And then she's, like, crying, and she's like, oh, this must happen all the time. And somehow the advisor is like, you know what? You should be a fucking RA. And I'm like, how did you arrive here? What train did you take to get from, like, what?
Oh, maybe when you're an RA, you have a different advisor that you have to report to. Like, the person above the RA, the, like, residence director. And maybe he's like, you know what? If there's somebody above Felicity that's not me, then I won't have to meet with her anymore. And that seems like a net positive.
Oh, that's hysterical. I hope that's accurate.
Yeah. No, but he's like, you know, I think that you've lived a lot of life this year. And I think that you have a lot of experiences. I think that you can help the freshies out more than you think. That's the reality of the situation.
Yeah. So she's going to think on it, but we all know that's what's going to happen next season. And then we're in Felicity's room. She's like finishing up packing and there's Ben and she's like, oh, I thought you left last night. And he did, but he got all the way. Where does he say? Harrisburg,
Pennsylvania. Of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty far. He went a couple hours.
Harrisburg is,
like, I drove through Harrisburg recently.
Yeah. It's like 4 hours from where I used to live. So
yeah. And again, when we're okay, Sarah, Ben has this grand gesture. Noel had the grand gesture of buying the plane ticket, right? That's his grand gesture. Ben's grand gesture is he will not only get the kiss. Ben's grand gesture is that he left and he came back and he says, I came back for you.
Oh,
and
he that's says, very good. Yeah.
Yes. And he says, I know if you were me, you'd have some great reason, some big speech, but I don't have that. All I have is that I like you. But this is huge, Sarah.
This is very Pacey coded.
So Pacey coded. The Fran Drescher of it all. Yes. His Fran Drescher is Pacey.
I can't believe that we did 5 seasons of Dawson's Creek and never landed on a Fran Drescher.
Mr. Sheffield.
Mr. Sheffield.
Speaking of New Jersey.
No. Fran Drescher, like the nanny, I think, was from Long Island. Or Staten Island, rather.
Yeah, but I feel like I know New Jersey and New York are like very separate, distinct entities, but like that accent gives me big like downstate New York / Jersey vibes, you know?
Do you think we should cover the nanny?
No, there's way too many episodes. And I'm certain they don't age well. Like, I have to imagine they age so poorly.
Why you gotta be down on my Jewish queen?
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
I think we should give it a go. Maybe, oh gosh. Maybe
how many seasons are there?
6.
Oh, okay. I honestly thought there were more.
Yeah, maybe we should just try, like, doing the pilot for, like, a little
that could be
snack.
Fun. Yeah, a little nanny snack.
A little snack. Yeah, so, like, I mean, how can you not eat this up, honestly? Because she smiles, and he's like, I want you to come. And then, like, she's changing her mind again. She's wearing the necklace, blah, 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 blah. Then she realized that Noel left her a note. And Noel was basically like, Felicity, I don't care if you kiss Ben. And I don't care if you want to spend time with Ben because I still want you to go to Berlin with me. It's okay. Here's the ticket. Come to Berlin if you are so inclined. So now Felicity has a real decision to make.
Yeah, this is wild. So Ben's going to wait at his apartment until that evening, until like 10. And if she doesn't show up, he's like, it's fine. I'll see you during the summer. It's whatever. This is wild to me from Noel that, like, he's had time to think and he's willing to do this again. Like,
because
Noel and Felicity have had their on again, off again nonsense. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, Noel, you are really going all in on this.
With all due respect, he was also in a position of choosing a ex-flame or Felicity. And there is a period where he chose Hannah and then changed his mind. So in a world of, like, let's be fair, like, honestly, I mean, give Felicity the opportunity to choose him as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, I wasn't, gosh, I mean, we know we were ending with a love triangle, but like, I guess I wasn't expecting him to suddenly, like, immediately have the 180 and be like, I don't care. We're fine. Come to Berlin, you know?
Well, okay, because, like, the thing is that if she gets to Berlin, then he's won, right? Like, it doesn't matter, like, all the hemming and hawing. If she goes to Berlin, then they can have the 2 weeks together. They can have the experience together. And in a sense, like, he feels like he's won the war. But we really don't know, like, what Felicity chooses, because she's talking to Sally. She's like, but
we have to talk about the fact that I will remember.
Oh my god! Yeah, we got some real music this episode.
Sarah McLachlan, bitch.
Yeah, we got that. We had some like Counting Crows earlier.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bops on bops.
Yeah, we were paying out those royalties for sure. And yeah, like Felicity does like the once over in her freshman apartment or her freshman
packs
dorm.
Away the last of her grandpa sweaters.
Yeah, and like it's very like, you know, when you pack up and you leave and you like close the door, it is very like nostalgic, and like it's very like hard to not remember the time that you spent there, and whether that be like when you're moving house, moving apartment, moving dorm rooms, even like, I don't know, moving anywhere, like it's very like the last goodbye of a space. It's like you have spent time there, you've laughed there, you've cried there, you've grown there. So she's kind of just going through all the feels, giving the space the respect that it deserves. And we say goodbye to this freshman dorm room. Now the thing is like, well, next year will it look like the same exact dorm room? Maybe, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah,
but she talks about like having an ant farm.
Oh, and, this like, was disgusting. I refuse to engage in this.
This was such a stupid analogy, and it's like, oh, all the empty spaces they've been living in, and literally no one cares. But either way, this was a dumb analogy.
Well, I will never be friends with an ant farm girl.
How many ant farm girls are there?
Probably more than you know.
I don't know how that'd be fun. I guess it's interesting to look at, but I certainly wouldn't want it like in my room. What if I would knock it over, you know?
I know. She's gross. She's so gross. So she gets into a yellow cab, and the yellow cab driver asks where she's going. And we see a shot of Ben outside his apartment waiting. And we see a shot of Noel, I don't know, some at the airport probably. Like, yeah. She says, I have to make a decision between Ben and Noel, and the yellow cab driver asks where she's going, and then that's where the cliffhanger ends.
Yeah. Don't let your love pass you by.
Yeah, she says that she's leaving, she'll be home in a few weeks, and I'll send you a tape, and I'll let you know.
All right.
I mean, to be honest with you, like, why couldn't she just be like, oh, like, I went here, I'll like let you know when I come back.
For the drama. For the drama.
Do you think that she actually did that to Sally?
Yes.
Like, Sally, I'm going to make you do a cliffhanger too.
Yeah.
And then the last shot of the season is the pan of like all the names on the walls. And we see Felicity Porter's name on the bottom of the list. 1999? Class of 1999? Or was the year 1999? I don't know.
I think it's the class of 99.
She just moved. The person before her was Betty Gross. That's bad. That's
gross.
Gross.
Gross. So it's time to get into our discussions here, Sarah. So we need to. I think we should start with standing up for the sides we've chosen.
Yes.
So you're going to debate why Felicity should go to Berlin with Noel, and I'm going to debate the side of why she should go on the road trip with Ben.
Yes. Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I can go. Okay. So number one, as a team Noler, first and foremost, we cannot go anywhere without saying, how could you not want to fall into this pillowy?
Of course. Valid thing to argue.
And I will also remark that people that have bigger lips are really good at oral sex. So that's
whispered it just in case.
So that's number one. Okay. So the thing is that like Felicity, we want you to have a relationship with your friends. Like, we want you to be the girl's girl that we know that you could be. Like, you have been a good friend to Julie. Like, you were there for her when she got sexually assaulted. You were there for her throughout, like, the stuff with her mom. Like, you've been a good friend to Julie, and you know this is gonna hurt Julie. Like, you know that this was really painful for her, and I don't see you coming back from this and being friends with Julie if you go on this trip with Ben. So that's, like, a big thing. Number two, like, if Ben wanted you, then Ben would have had you in, like, the beginning of the year. I think that he's just, like, going through the motions, you know? So now let's talk about pro Noel. Noel, although he had his faults and wanted to re-explore things with Hannah, has shown interest in you since the very beginning. You know, like, he's not, like, a fair weather guy. Like, you know his intentions. You know what he wants, and, like, he wants you. Like, he wants to be with you. Number two, there are so little opportunities to go across the world, and it's really hard to afford and to go to Europe, and going to Berlin is an amazing opportunity that, like, you wouldn't normally get as a teenager unless you study abroad. And I think that, like, from Berlin you can take a train to Paris, you can go to Prague. Like, you can go to so many places. It's very accessible. It's just, like, a once in a lifetime opportunity. And on top of that, you're doing it on Noel's dime. Like, yes, like, let's let the man pay for your trip. And you know what? I think that you owe it to Noel to have the opportunity to, like, see if this is going to work out. Like, let's do 2 weeks, the most romantic 2 weeks possible. And if you go through those 2 weeks and you don't see yourself with him, then that's it. But at least you can say that you gave it a shot, and the shot that it deserves to be had. And so, like, my points for her to go to Berlin is the fact that, like, you've always known Noel's intentions, and you know that Noel wants to be with you, and you know that Noel, like, values you. And on top of that, the fact is that, like, Berlin, Europe, like, it's just, like, take the opportunities that you can. Like, once you graduate, you get a real job, you eventually have kids, blah, blah, blah. It's, like, a lot harder to explore the world. And this is the perfect age and opportunity to do that. And it's just, like, hard to not, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've come up with my arguments, and I'm ready to argue them.
All right.
To the point of Julie's going to be upset. So what I say is, you've already ruined your friendship with Julie. She's like, she's already your enemy and upset with you, and so you might as well, like, double down and just go with Ben, because she already hates you. So to me, that shouldn't really be a factor, because if you really cared about Julie, you probably wouldn't have done what you did in the first place. So it doesn't seem like you really value her friendship enough anyway.
Yeah, but we're trying to do growth here, right? Like, we want to be better people than we were yesterday.
I mean, we're talking about Felicity, so. If you don't do this trip with Ben, you will always wonder what could have been with him, because she has had a crush on Ben for years and years. And this, like, gives me big vibes of, like, that first love that you, it's unrequited, and you think about it when you're, like, 60, you think about it. And I don't want her to be 60 years old thinking about, what if I had just fucked Ben on our road trip? You know, like, what if we had just fucked across the United States? So I think, like, she'll always wonder what could have been between her and Ben. Also, you and Noel, been there, done that, girl. Like, you tried it. It didn't work out. Now you're in this really weird, nebulous, almost dating relationship situation, which is feels overly complicated. And I am more of a believer, and I know this is not going to come as a shock to, like, literally anybody, but for me, when it's done, it's done. You wipe your hands clean, you move the fuck on. You don't look back. You never look backwards. Look fucking forwards. And forwards is Ben, not Noel. Been there, done that, didn't work out, move on. Also, Ben, sexy new haircut. I know it's a small detail, but, like, I like to think he got his haircut for you, Felicity. And, like, he's looking good, okay? On top of that, let's pretend it doesn't necessarily work out, right? In my opinion, a road trip across the United States, much easier to dip out of and get home easier than, like, well, I'm in a foreign country.
The road trip is back home, right?
Yeah, they're driving to their home. So that's great. Also, like, a road trip. I've done a cross-country trip across the United States. It is a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing. And, like, I guess maybe not, you know, they live in California and they are going to school in New York. So, like, possibly you could do this more than once. But, like, it's a cool opportunity to see the country that you live in and explore it with this new guy. And the thing is you're not going to have to worry about being spotted by people you know. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be in Palo Alto where your family and all your high school friends are. And you're not going to be in New York City where, like, Julie is and it's awkward. You're going to be strangers to everyone you meet. So you could explore your relationship in any pace you want at that point, which is really great. Also, Ben, the grand gesture of going for a bunch of hours.
Why are you adding in to gesture?
What is Fran gesture, the grand gesture? The fact that he drove to Harrisburg and then turned around, that's huge. I also think Felicity, it's very obvious to me that she has very strong feelings for Ben, because that girl's wearing that necklace and you're not putting that necklace on if you don't have feelings for Ben. So the only reason she wants to go with Noel is for guilt, not for love. So that's where I stand. Those are my arguments. This is why Felicity should choose to go with Ben.
Okay. Now, do you want to close the briefcase. Do you want to say who you actually feel like who your actual prediction. Opinion is? In your heart of hearts. Unless it really is Ben.
I do think Ben is probably a better move, because, like, mostly for the reason that I said of, like, been there, done that with Noel, like, it didn't work out. Try something new, try something different. And I also think, like, this is your opportunity. If you don't take this chance now, it's possible Ben finds someone else, starts dating someone else, and then you regret not seeing what could have been. So that's why I would say I think Felicity should, really, I think she should go with neither one of them if she can't make a decision. But if we're making a choice between A or B, I think go with B for Ben.
I actually do agree with you. Yeah, I really do honestly think that Felicity should go for Ben. A lot of the reasons why is for what you said. Like, I think that it's the what if, like, he's always going to be like the person that, like, she went to New York for. Like, he's always going to be somebody that, like, she's interested in, and, like, she's not going to be able to, like, give that out of her head until she actually gives it a go. Like,
exactly.
I think give it a go, see if it works, try out the relationship. And if it doesn't, like, at least you can say that you did it. I think I agree with you, like, getting home from home is, like, a lot easier. Yeah. And I also think that, like, if I had to say, like, in her, like, heart, what she actually wants, for me, it's very obvious that she wants to go with Ben and not with Noel. So I do think, like, I think that, like, you, at the end of the day, like, yeah, like, be a good friend to Julie, but, like, I agree. Like, I think that she kind of ruined that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, she just needs to do what she wants at the end of the day. Like, you know, who cares about people's feelings when it comes to, like, I don't know. I mean, I care about people's feelings.
No, I very much care about Julie's feelings, but I feel like Felicity has already burnt that bridge. Like, if, the way I'm wearing this is going to feel weird, but, like, what I'm trying to convey is you've burnt that bridge. If you don't take this chance with Ben now, it will have all been for nothing. Like, you will have ruined your friendship with Julie for nothing. And then she would be like, and then you didn't even date him. Like, you did all of that to me and, like, not for to even date each other. Like, so I think, in terms of predictions, as to
I also think, hold on one yeah, second. Go ahead. I also think that, like, Felicity and Noel are endgame, and there's no way that we can get through this series without her having a relationship with Ben. Yeah. So it's like, let's just get this out of the way so that I can open up the opportunity for her to eventually get back with Noel.
And it's gonna be messier if they do. You know what I mean? Like,
so honestly, but, like, in terms of, like, who I think that Felicity is actually going to choose, I think that she's gonna choose Ben.
I agree. I think she's going to choose Ben. I think we're going to start the season with her and Ben dating and coming back to New York. And it's going to be, like, really awkward because all the other people are going to be there.
Yes.
Which that should be interesting. I mean, like, listen, we don't know, right? Like, we really have no idea. Neither of us have seen the show. But That's our big prediction. We're going to make more predictions next week on our season wrap up. So for those of you who have never joined us for one of those before, we talk about the character arcs. We rank the characters again, see how they're updated from our mid-season rankings. We make some predictions. We talk MVP characters, LVP characters, talk about our favorite and least favorite episodes. And that will be next week before we dive into season two of Felicity. But yeah, that was the finale. And like, gosh, it was such a good finale. Like, there's not anything really I would have wanted more from it. You know, like, I just felt like they did such a good job. It's a little over the top in terms of the way Ben feels, but like, I understand the show I'm watching, you know, like, mm-hmm. I love a Fran Drescher. So it was fine by me that he was over the top.
I can't.
Forever, the Grand Gesture will now be Fran Drescher.
It sounds the same. It just sounds the exact same to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. Next week we'll do our season wrap up. We'll go through mm-hmm. our season rankings, our favorite characters, our least favorite moments, blah 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 blah. Yeah.
But we have to give out and we're also going to reveal our leaderboard winner for the season, but we still have to give out a winner this episode. So I know who I want to pick, but what are your thoughts?
Julie.
Obviously. You're a lying bitch. Come on.
Bitch.
10 out of 10. Hags. She hags Ben. Come on now.
It was so good.
Queen Julie.
So good.
All right. Well, let's get into some feedback. We did get a voicemail from DBK. So let's hear his thoughts on this finale here.
What up, though, ladies? Felicity was here. The season finale of Felicity for season one. The big question, the cliffhanger. You guys were right. It is a cliffhanger. So just remember, us people that watch this in real time had to wait 3 months for this freaking
answer. So brutal.
Boo-hoo.
Does Felicity go cross-country with Ben, or does she fly to Berlin with Noel? I mean, the better trip is Berlin, like, right? We agree upon that or no?
Of course.
I think going to Berlin way better than driving cross country. But let's see what she chooses. What else? Oh, this episode, I really love the note that Megan gives Felicity. So good. She'd never make it the whole year. It's funny stuff. Also, Felicity should tell Julie to kick rocks and say exactly what Julie said to Felicity at the beginning of the season and be like, look, Ben's pursuing me a lot and I don't have to care about your feelings, because that's what Julie told her. So turn about. Anyways, I can't wait to hear what you guys say about this episode. I know we have the recap coming up, so I know I'm going to get the rankings, obviously, in that, but I'm curious if you guys could also, in that one, give me your favorite, like, side character that's, like, not mm-hmm. in the cast.
Yes. It's Guy.
Yeah. Oh, also, there was, like, commentary on this one, so after my nap, I am going to rewatch the episode with commentary, and if there's anything interesting, I will send it in via, like, email. Anyways, till next week, ladies. Peace.
We hope you had a good nap, TBK.
Yeah, well, how was the nap? That's what I want to know. Did he send us another email?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so there was something interesting.
He said, not too much on the DVD commentary of interest. Was a lot of talk about stuff that happens later on the show that I can't share with you. So that was the update.
Okay.
But yeah, we will definitely, I'll make a note for us to talk about our favorite side character, who so obviously is Guy.
Gotta be Guy.
So ridiculous.
GTG got GTBG got to be Guy. Or Richard.
Or of course Richard.
Claire. Course.
Who the fuck's Claire?
The librarian. Did we have Sean in the original rankings?
I don't know, but I think he should probably be moved into there if he's
Sean's a star. Like Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to add a Megan if she wasn't in there either. I don't remember.
Megan, I think, was there, but we forgot Javier.
That's right. Well, then he left. So whatever.
Yeah. He's never coming back.
that's the feedback we have. Shit90spod on Twitter and Instagram, shit90spod@gmail.com. If you want to send in any thoughts for our season wrap up, you could give us your rankings of the characters, your favorite episodes, your least favorite episodes, so on and so forth. So feel free to do that. And we're going to be back next week for our season wrap up of Felicity. If you missed it, we just wrapped Buffy last week, which is wild. Like the timing of everything.
Yeah, the time it's half the amount of seasons. No, episodes. It's double the amount of seasons, half the amount of episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just ended up that we finished both seasons simultaneously. So check out our Buffy coverage. It was a ton of fun. We made some predictions for season two, which I'm really interested to see how those pan out. But yeah, we have, of course, it's April. We have some bonus content coming up, starting with The Mummy, which coincidentally, Sarah, is going to have its 25th anniversary.
Yeah, it's like we did it on purpose.
Almost like we did it on purpose.
Do you think that The Mummy is just about like a person that has a relationship with their British mummy?
Mummy. You my mummy. Yes, absolutely. That's what I think it is. It's Brendan Fraser walking around.
Mummy.
Right,
I want to shoot myself.
You made the joke.
I know. That's why I'm mad at myself. It's so dumb. I'm smarter than this. I'm better than this.
But if you want to hear more of Sarah and I individually, you can hear me on Talking Shit with Stuart covering Schitt's Creek every week, which has been so much fun. We're also on YouTube if you want to watch our faces as we podcast. Sarah, what do you have going on over at Whirlwind?
Well, we're having a really good time covering Shameless, but we're only watching the previously ons. It's a really fun concept, and I lead that. I'm leading Adam and Todd through that. We just finished recording the second season. Like, we've been like piling them up like a little squirrel. So just a little squirrel. I mean, of course, there's Doctor Who coverage, Veronica Mars. I finished the movie and the fourth season of Veronica Mars. So many thoughts about that.
Nice.
Of course, One Indescribable Podcast is going through Girls by Beva. And there's Tune In with Todd and Tommy. So much stuff. Yeah, check us out at Whirlwind Pods. Check us out at Shit 90s Pod. Check us out at Talking Shit. Check us out.
Just check us out.
You want, don't look at me like that. Don't look at
check
me.
Check us out.
My body is not for you, sir.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. We're going to be back just next week to wrap up season one. So until then, have a good one. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.